What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Oh, that's soup, right? Cool.
Okay, have you ever heard it called mush or gruel?
Yes, I've heard it called mush. Like I've seen it.
Okay. What do you call bread in loaves that's made out of white flour?
Light bread.
Okay. And do you have a name for a pastry that's round, about that big, and has a hole in the middle?
Let's see. Donuts.
Okay. Do you know if there's a difference whether they're made out of baking powder or yeast? Do you call them all donuts?
Yes, ma'am. Down here, yes, but we all call them donuts.
Okay. What do you call round flat cakes that you make with white flour and you cook on a greased skillet and then you eat them with syrup?
Flapjacks, I think. Some of them call them flutters.
Oh, huh. But it's the same thing?
Yes, same.
Okay. Oh. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Bacon.
Okay. And what do you call pressed meatloaf that's made out of hog joel and hog head?
No, that's sow's meat.
Oh. Do people ever call it anything else? Do you know?
Hog head cheese.
Huh. But you call it sow's meat?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
Okay, how about the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Kernel.
Okay, and do you have a name for the kind of a peach that comes away easily from the seed?
Clear seed.
How about the kind that sticks?
Press.
Okay, and what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Flap beans.
Okay, how about some that do have to be shelled?
Well, then there's white beans, pulled beans, butter beans.
Oh. Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips that you can eat?
Tops. Well, we call them turnips.
But if you're eating just the green part and not the root, do you just call it greens or turnip tops or salad? Or?
We call it turnip tops.
Okay.
Well, we eat some last night.
Oh, they're pretty good.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call corn that you simply shuck and cook and then eat with your hands?
Corn on the cob is what we call it.
Okay.
Roasting it.
When will that be ready? Another month or so?
You can get it down these places down here like Piggy Wiggly's and these.
Oh, really?
Chain stores, yes, they got it. From Florida, not as good as our Georgia corn.
Will it be, what, about July before it's ready here?
Yeah, it'll be June, last June.
Okay. Great. Okay, do you have a name for a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel? I'm not sure if you have these around here.
No, ma'am, I don't either.
You have chipmunks or ground squirrels?
Because we have squirrels.
Okay. And what's another animal that I think you do have around here? It's black and it has a white stripe down its back and it smells terrible.
Polecat.
You ever had any run-ins with polecats?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be hunting in the woods and I don't know who I run the fastest, me or the dogs, trying to get away from it.
Did you ever get caught? Sprayed?
No, ma'am. I never got sprayed yet.
Good. Do people talk about things you can do if you do get sprayed? How could you get rid of the smell?
Well, you have to go and take a bath and bury your clothes. Bam.
Huh. Boy, it seems as though it would still last a long time.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, they're down for about 12 hours. And then they can take them up and boil them and wash them. Any of that.